This is Terrio Media.
Hey, Matt here at Epic Real Estate, and welcome to another episode of Financial Freedom Friday.
It's time for Financial Freedom Friday with Matt Terrio.
Okay, so the question that came in this week was, what are the top three skills that you need to become a successful real estate investor? And I had to think about it for a second, but I came up with the three skills. And if you don't develop these skills, real estate, you're gonna have a tough go at it. But if you do develop these skills and treat them like a skill and practice them like you would any other skill, you can make a whole lot of money with these, okay? So the top three skills of a real estate investor. So the first one would be, you have to have a certain level of math skill. You gotta know your numbers, okay? You have to know what it's going to take for as far as the money going in to acquire an investment, and then how is that gonna pay you back? And hopefully if you do it right, it pays you back more than you put in. And that's really what you're called calculating your ROI, your return on investment. And when it comes to return on investment, there's a lot of different types of returns you can get. You can get piles of cash, or you can get streams of cash, or you can get a combination of both. So you have to also know, when it comes to your math, is how your math corresponds with your exit strategies. So that's really important. And what exit strategy you deploy is going to significantly depend on two things: what you need right now and what that investment is capable of returning to you. You know, some investments might be capable of giving you some really quick cash, and you need that quick cash. Maybe you got some bills, or you got marketing expenses to pay, you got payroll to cover, and you need some quick cash. So you can wholesale it, and you can flip a contract, something like that, get some really quick cash that way. Or you might need a little bit more than that, so you see a value add opportunity and you're gonna fix it up, and then you're gonna flip it, sell it full retail, and get a giant chunk of cash. Or maybe you wanna hold on to this one because your cash reserves are fine and you really wanna work on building your wealth and creating your wealth and creating that passive income, and you're gonna go ahead and buy and hold it. Or maybe you got enough cash and you got enough cash flow, you got enough property that you're managing, and you wanted the best of both worlds, and you wanna go in and finance it. So, I mean, you can fix and flip it, you can just regular flip it, you can hold it, or you can finance. And all three of those things are gonna produce a different ROI. All three of those things have different math involved. So math skill is really important, especially if you wanna get paid more than you're putting in, okay? Second thing is marketing. You need to develop a marketing skill. And yes, you are a real estate investor, but you're really a marketer first. And one of the things that you need to really focus on being a marketer is you need to be able to identify problems. You gotta identify problems. And the reason you need to identify problems is because no one in their right mind is gonna sell you their house at a discount unless they need to, unless they have a problem. And there's plenty of opportunity out there for people that have problems that are looking for you to come and solve it. And they'll gladly give you equity in exchange for the peace of mind that you can provide with your solutions. That'd be the second part. You need to be able to market your solutions. And when you can market your solutions to people with problems, what that attracts is leads. Leads. And leads are really the lifeblood of any business. If you don't have leads, you don't have a business. It's going to be a struggle. And if you got consistent leads, then you've got consistent business. So you need to be a really good marketer. And one of the ancillary benefits of generating a lot of leads and consistent leads is it really strengthens your negotiating position when you are talking to a buyer, when you're talking to a seller, you're talking to a potential lender or a money partner. Because if you hit an impasse with a certain negotiation and you don't want to give any more concessions because that's going to put you below your minimum deal standards, you can just walk away. And it's really easy to walk away there because you know you've got another opportunity sitting in your office back on your desk, right? So if you got a lot of leads, it gives you a lot of opportunity, and it really makes you, I don't know, a better, more shrewd investor. It makes it easy to invest with discipline. Discipline becomes really easy when you got a lot of leads. All right, so that's the second one. The third one is, which I think is really probably the most important, are your people skills. You've heard me say this at least once, that this is a people business, and every piece of real estate you buy or sell is going to be from or to another person. And so the better your people skills are, the more business you're going to do. And so the real goal of having good people skills is so that people like you, they trust you, and they have confidence in your competence, okay? And the way to do that is you want people to be interested in you, right? So the way to get people interested in you is to be interested in them. If you want people to think you are interesting, if you want people to like you, trust you, have confidence in your competence, be interested in them. Be concerned about what it is that they need. And if you find out what they need, the next part is you want to be a giver. You want to give people what they need. You know, I think it was Zig Ziglar that says, if you give enough people what they want, they'll give you what you want. And that's the mindset. This is a skill. This takes practice. This is not ingrained, and this is not an inherent quality in most people. Most people are selfish just by the nature of being a human being, and you want what's in it for you. That's all you're concerned with. It's everyone's favorite radio station, right? With them. What's in it for me? So you want to switch that around and really practice these people skills in this regard, because you know, you're going to need these people skills when it comes into three different scenarios. You're going to need it with buyers. You're going to need it with sellers. And you're going to need it with lenders when it's time to raise money, right? Because if you can't make those three work, you're really not even going to have a business. Doesn't matter how good you are at the math and how good you are at marketing. If you don't have the people skills in place and you can't get buyers and sellers and lenders to like you, trust you, and have confidence in your competence, you're going to have a real tough go at this. So if you get these three down, I got high hopes for you. You're going to be a very successful real estate investor. And when you look at these, you know, you might be looking at this right now. I don't know if what you're thinking, but maybe. I'm no good at math. I hate math, right? Maybe you're thinking that. Or, I'm not good with people. I always feel so awkward and uncomfortable. Well, no one was born a natural mathematician. No one was born a natural skilled people person. Skills, like anything else, they need to be learned. And because they can be learned, they can be practiced. And you can become really good at that. Certainly someone might have a natural inclination towards something. They might have a natural affinity towards one of these. They might have a little bit of a talent in these. But still, if you can practice and you can learn any skill just like you do anything else. I mean, if you're going to go out to and play golf, you wouldn't just on day one grab a bag of clubs and go out and start playing. No, you'd probably grab that bag, you go to the driving range, you take a bunch of practice swings, maybe countless swings, and hitting the golf balls out there on the driving range before you actually went out to play the game. You know, if you're going to learn to play the piano, you wouldn't just say, I want to play the piano and go and sit in front of an auditorium and start playing. No, you'd have to do years and years of practice, a lot of repetition, right, before you are good enough to play in front of a crowd. Or just something as simple as juggling three tennis balls. That's a skill. You have to be able to do that, you have to practice. It's all through a repetition. So if you want to make a lot of money in real estate, look at these three areas. They're your math skill, your marketing skill, and your people skill. Look at them just like any other skill, like riding a bike. You're not going to ride it on the very first. You're going to fall down a couple times, and be okay with that. And just understand that's part of the learning process. But the more repetitions you do, the better you get at riding that bike. The more repetitions you do here, the better real estate investor you become. And these three skills really, they'll pay you massive dividends inside of your real estate investing business, but you'll be able to apply these all over life. You'll find how they impact your entire life. You know, Mackenzie up in San Francisco, an Epic Pro Academy member, she was able to purchase a company last year using some of the people and math skills that we show inside of the Epic Pro Academy and what we show at the Ground and Pound Bootcamp. Richard and Cannon in Utah, they have a concrete business, and they've been able to use these people skills and these marketing skills inside of their concrete business as well as their real estate investing. So these transfer all over in all areas of life. But we're talking about real estate today. If you want to be a successful real estate investor, develop a math skill, a marketing skill, and a people skill, and you're going to be all right. Okay? So I'll see you next week on another episode of Financial Freedom Friday.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.